We love talking with local sportsmen here on the Sideline View, and we've got a cracker joining us this afternoon. I'm joined by Aaron Batchelor. Aaron, how you doing, mate?
Good, mate. Yourself?
Not too bad. You are a pool player of some distinction.
Yes, correct.
Tell us a little bit about what you do.
I represent New South Wales in black ball pool. It's an English-style pool. It's very different, smaller tables, different size balls. And recently I've made the Australian disabled pool team.
Congratulations. Where are you going to be competing at?
In Morocco.
Wow, that's a long way.
Indeed.
How much money do you need to get together to be able to represent Australia?
Roughly about $5,500 total.
And when is the competition?
In October.
Right.
8th of October to the 15th.
So what are we saying? We've got about 5 months to be able to get $5,500 together for you.
Yeah.
Have you spoken to any local businesses? Have you had any help in that regard?
I've started today handing out letters to ask for help. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so it's only early stages for myself trying to raise the money.
Okay. How long have you been playing pool, Aaron?
In town comps, probably 5 years. On the stage I'm at now, probably 3 years.
Yeah, right, okay. Yeah. And what got you involved in the sport?
Just early childhood, had a bleed on the brain and wasn't able to play much sports. Picked up a pool cue and just getting better with age.
Misspent youth.
Yeah, that's it.
So is it a team thing that you're going to be a part of, or is it individual? What's it work?
The selectors have picked, I think there's 10 players, but unfortunately a handful of them can't make it. Mm. So I think at the moment I've got 5, including me, so 6, and they're from all over Australia.
When you get over there to the competition, is it individual, like it's every man for himself, or do you play in teams?
At this stage, I think it's a single. No, it's not an elimination, so you'll go into a seeded draw and play other players from different countries, continents, and it's a week event. So
must be very exciting, the thought of being able to go to Morocco to represent Australia. How do you feel about that?
I'm mind blown. I just never thought I'd make an Australian team or athlete team, and here I am setting boundaries and goals for myself.
What about family? What do they think about it?
I think they're in the same spot as me, a little bit shocked that I've gone on this adventure and hit my goals.
Yeah, right. Well, what we're going to do is put the word out there for all the businesses around the Upper Hunter to see if they might be able to help you out. $5,500 needs to be raised between now and what we're saying, essentially October, to be able to get you to Morocco, yeah?
Yeah.
How does anybody get a hold of you if they would like to do their bit to help out?
Facebook.
Yeah, just check out Aaron Batchelor on Facebook.
Yeah.
Certainly happy for them to contact us here at the station.
Yes, contact us
here, and we can always put them in touch with you. I'll keep a hold of your contact details, and we'll send them in your direction.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Aaron, what we might do is keep in regular contact and see how things are going, and see what we can do about continuing to help raise money to get you to Morocco, mate.
Yeah, that's no worries. Fantastic.
Mate, thank you very much for joining us. Again, well done. Congratulations on being nominated to represent us in Morocco, and we'll speak again.
Okay, thank you very much.